Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Brian Little. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mark Rial. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Seaver. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Barbaro Garby. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law strikes out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson bunts towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble strikes out. One out. Mark Rial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rial hits a ball on the ground towards second. Whitaker can't make a play. That's a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen takes first base on ball 4. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill bunts towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitaker covering, for the out. Dillon moves to second. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Law for the out. Dillon moves to third. Two outs. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 1 in the game. Little hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Mark Rial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rial is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rial hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rial for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell strikes out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Little settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans is hit by the pitch. Parrish moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Garby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Guillen hits a line drive into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 0 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barbaro Garbi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbi is 0 for 1 in the game. Garbi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 2 in the game. Law hits a line drive into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 2 in the game. Little hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Little settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive towards first. Walker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gamble hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Rial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rial is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rial takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rial moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parrish strikes out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Mark Hill. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Julio Cruz pinch runs for Jerry Hairston. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 3 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk pinch hits for Brian Little. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fisk moves to third. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Carlton Fisk now catching. Julio Cruz now playing second base. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0 for 2 in the game. Garby hits a line drive towards short. Gielen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brookins scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gamble strikes out. One out. Mark Rial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rial is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rial hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans juggles the ball. That's an error on Evans. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hewlett strikes out. Two outs. Tom Pachyorek pinch hits for Ozzie Gielen. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.